What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick, too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Green.
On May 10th, Mother's Day, A man who wouldn't give his name called the Buscando Corazones Nogales, a volunteer collective in Sonora, Mexico, that searches for the missing in cartel territory. He told them Nancy Guthrie was buried in the Mariposa Arroz, a stretch of desert west of Nogales, roughly 70 miles south of the Tucson, south of her Tucson home. He described a specific area near a stream. He described clothing. He gave landmarks. And on May 16th, 15 volunteers from that group went to the coordinates with shovels. They found nothing. The caller reached back out with revised directions. A different spot, same region, though. They searched again on June 10th, and again, nothing. A third search is scheduled. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says it has not been contacted by Mexican authorities. The FBI has said nothing. The U.S. law enforcement is involved. No U.S. law enforcement is involved in any of these searches. And the caller bypassed over the $1.2 million in combined FBI and family reward money to make that call. So there's a behavioral detail in how this tip was routed that connects it to every false claim this case has ever produced. And that connection changes how you read all of them. We're going to discuss that. We're going to discuss, because that's the brand new one that's coming down right now. We're also going to be discussing other theories this morning of what's going on in the Nancy Guthrie case, someone in her orbit, and the possibility of it being staged. That's the other one that's circling. We're going to give them all fair time, and we're going to discuss all of them with respect, with, okay, let's talk about this. Why are people going down these roads? Do they have some legitimacy? Are there areas that we should be talking about more? Joining me to do all this morning, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, my co-host, and Todd Michaels, also joining us, our producer, to have this discussion and dig into to where all this goes. Monday, Friday, Jennifer Coffendaffer is going to be with us to also dig in on any developments over the weekend and to discuss some of these new developments as well. Gentlemen, this is a new one into Mexico. We've heard rumblings here and there in the past. There is some, I mean, there certainly is legitimacy to this area being a grave. That's without a doubt, because that same group that went to go search for Nancy Guthrie has already recovered about 32 bodies in this exact same area since the beginning of the year. So
Rex Heuermann visited there.
Rex Heuermann and his cartel buddies. I mean, it is a mass grave area. So the idea that there could be a body here, well, your odds of finding a body are pretty high if you're going to go do a little digging in this area. The odds are going to be Nancy, you know, not so much. But there's a lot of questions that come here. The ransom notes, we went to media outlets. The tip went to a volunteer group. Neither went through law enforcement or a tip line. And the caller had over $1 million in reward money available to them. One could say, well, they don't care about the reward money. They're just trying to do the right thing. And maybe, I mean, I get it. I might do the same thing if you had that sort of knowledge. But what is it? What is that move right there initially, Robin? The fact that if they have this knowledge, that they're so sure, go dig here, that they go directly to this group and they don't go through a channel that would have professionals involved, but it would also have reward money involved. But it also at the same time may have a resource problem involved of we're getting thousands of tips. You're just one of 1,000. We'll go dig in 2030. This group, they're out there with shovels, you know, basically right now. Thoughts?
Yeah, it just shows if you didn't go through law enforcement, you didn't go through a tip line, you didn't do any of the established methods that are billboarded all over the place, it means that they don't want their credibility challenged. And so with mm-hmm. no credibility and when you throw out there that there's a lot of other bodies there, then they can maybe reasonably make the claim or think that they could dupe someone and think, well, one of those bodies is it. But again, if they're not claiming or attempting to claim the reward in any way, this goes into just like, you know, just in JonBenet Ramsey's case, 100,000 tips came in on that case. Yeah. All were just felonious. And so same thing here. People are just looking for notoriety. They're looking to get attention. And this is one way to do it. Again, I'm not saying it's not, mm-hmm. but as of right now, since it's not going through the channels that actually could do some verification, it is just it's just another of thousands of leads to me. Is it just
someone that likes, I mean, to get notoriety? Okay, we don't mm-hmm. notoriety of just look, cause and effect. Like I made this phone call. Now look, they're going and looking. I get some people can get some joy out of that. I used to prank call a local radio station with fake cancellations when I was younger, you know, just to hear them read off, you know, the Our Lady of Guadalupe fish fry is canceled this week because they were out of guppies, you know, and things like that. And they would read it across town on the air. And then I'd laugh hysterically. It was mainly just for me. And then people are like, what? The guppy fish fry, who's doing that? And I found great joy in it, but that was, you know, harmless. This is a missing human being. Is there a lot of that where people they're not getting anything out of it? It's not like he's going to profit off of this, whoever made that phone call. Is it just the sheer joy of I was able to harness control of this group of people to go do something that is utterly pointless because I made it up and I'm feeling powerful?
So I would have thought that on the fly until I didn't know until you actually just said it, Tony, is that when I did my research on this, I didn't know they actually found all these other bodies. And so let's do our thought experiment. So mm-hmm. here you are as an individual, and if this person knows, so I doubt this was random, the mm-hmm. fact that there's 30 other bodies there or more. And so what's the likelihood they wanted attention to be drawn to the fact that there's 30 bodies buried here, and the only way to get people to take a look at it was to claim that Nancy was one of them?
Hey.
So there's a lot of motivations, I think, that can come into play besides the notoriety of it. But a lot of times, one thing we seek as a human being is we want to be valued, and we want restitution, we want justice. And if no one's paying attention, so imagine yourself, you're down in Mexico in a cartel area, because that's what it sounds like it is. You've been, say one of your loved ones or a close associate of yours was a victim of the cartels, and you're screaming at the top of your lungs and no one's listening. What's one way you're going to get people to listen? It's Nancy buried there.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't think of that.
Robin for the win.
On that one. I mean, that's a very real possibility where it's not just an empty, I'm going to be an asshole, you know, and call in the Guppy Fresh Fry is canceled because there's a snowstorm coming through. That's different. It's not just pull the lever because you can pull the lever. It's not a prank. There is an inspiration. There is a reason to do it.
And think about this too, Tony. So if this person is afraid of reciprocity for bringing attention to it, but you want attention to it, you would avoid law enforcement from doing a due diligence on who's called this in and stuff like that. You know, so granted, we're getting leakage about who it is, but at the same time, it's not coming through law enforcement. So I think there was, again, very little data points on this, but just from what you said and just what we've covered, I could see potential other motivations other than notoriety on this one if there's other people buried there.
Well, and I think, you know, a lot of people, you know, go to the angle of, like I said first, of like, why not try and get the big reward? It's right there hanging Lawford. I mean, there's a couple motivational pieces to that. I mean, there could be one of, I don't want the money. I just want to do what's right. If it were me, I would take the government's money. I wouldn't take Savannah's. I would, you know, I hope a lot of people would be like that, where it's like, I'll take the fucking 100,000 from the government if I have the information. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to, I think it's kind of weird to be like, and give me $100,000 of your money, Savannah. You've already gone through hell. Let me empty your coffers more. Fuck that. Like, no, keep your money. But the other element to that of not just being morally righteous, which I kind of doubt that's what's going on here, but it's a possible tendril, is the idea here that if you do have information, there might be a high likelihood that you may have criminal charges pending against you, or could be ratcheted up pretty quick if you're associating with the folks who did this or the person who did this. Mm-hmm. And you raising your hand going, I have it, because they're going to have to verify you. It's like government's not going to be like, let me Bitcoin you the $100,000. They're going to, you know, make sure that you're legit, and they're going to find out information about you. And they're also going to find out any reason they can to not pay it to you. So you may not want to open yourself up for that.
And also, so say you did call it in. And, you know, on it again, to me, it's sounding like either this individual has someone they loved that was buried there, or it's a potential cartel war going back and forth, trying to bring heat on one of the others towards each other. Huh. And in that case, or in either case, if this area is a dumping ground for a cartel, and all of a sudden that cartel finds out you got a dump load of money because it was a tip that might have led to Nancy, you're now got a bigger target on your back. So I would just say, do the hit on the cartel who dumped the bodies there and then run away.
Yeah. The first search, what about the fact that they called in more than one time? You got the first search, nothing. Calls back with new directions. Then nothing again, too. I mean, there's a lot of times searches begin, and it takes days, weeks to end up finding what one person who did have valid information gave you to go look for. Ground is a lot to cover. Even with 15 people, you know, if you're digging or anything like that, we just think of it. Go to your backyard, even with 15 people, and go, let's look for a body. Like, if you really want to thoroughly search, it's going to take more than a day.
And it might not even work, because remember, what was the case we covered with Bob Mata? With the claim 70 bodies buried in the well?
And you may never find them.
Someone who says they witnessed it, and a close family member, and other people saying, oh, yeah, I can definitely see that happening. So when you're dealing with a lot of territory, a lot of ground, and this person, again, when we don't have exact information come from the individual, all you can do is work with the data you have and understand human behavior. And all we're trying to do is establish intent. What's the intent here? So if they didn't go for the money, well, the intent was not the money. People generally don't put themselves out on a limb like this, especially in a cartel area, if there's going to be a threat of violence against them, unless the benefit against that is high. And so what would benefit them against that if someone else is going to be paying the penalty for the information they're providing? That's kind of just my initial take on it.
What about the thought process here? And it doesn't really go into the idea of the tip necessarily being... I mean, maybe it does go into the idea of it being legitimate, but if you did kill Nancy Guthrie, does it make sense to go and dump her body in an area where the cartel dumps a bunch of bodies, hoping that maybe no one's really going to identify her? She's just going to be looked at as one of the other 33, or if she were to be found there, 33 bodies in an area that is just part of the cartel, and it just kind of gets lumped into that and not examined further. I don't know that adds up. I don't know that you'd even want to be putting her body anywhere near other bodies are going to be found, because the goal for the body not to be found to begin with, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, and also, in order for it to be dumped where the cartel bodies are at, you'd actually have to have knowledge that these are cartel bodies buried there, which means that Porch Guy was associated with the cartel, and there's not one behavior expert taking a look at Porch Guy saying, that guy looks like an organized cartel guy. He looks like a local, as Jen Coffendever said, a mope. So it would mean that we'd have to see some sort of tie that we haven't seen in absolutely anything yet to a cartel. I'm sticking with my original theory. I just don't, as of right now, from the data we have, I live in the world of maybe, but this maybe is leaning towards, I think it had a different motivation to do this.
Todd, what do you think about all this? about this line of thinking of this tip that came through of her possibly being down there in this country, in that part of the country? I don't know. What's your take?
I mean, I think all along we've all kind of thought this was a very simple situation that we're trying to connect dots on, that we're just not seeing the dots at this point. If anything else out of this, I'm just blown away they found all these bodies in this location. Like, to me, that's a bigger story than thinking Nancy Guthrie is sitting there. It would be wonderful, sad, but wonderful if they did actually find her in this location and had some closure and maybe find some DNA or some evidence that might point to a perpetrator. But to be honest with you, it seems like just another wild goose chase that we're on with this one.
Well, I mean, I think it also really demonstrates, I mean, you're talking 70 miles away from her house is where they're finding 32 bodies buried. The fact that that's even happening, the fact that the infrastructure of the country and the authorities and in that area of Mexico, that's allowed to happen, that can happen, that there's that much lawlessness, that there's that little control of the population and of the corrupt and criminal behavior that's going on there. I mean, that tells you the environment into which this case is taking place within. It's 70 miles away. If 32 people can be randomly seemingly buried over by 70 miles from Nancy's house, it seems that there's a bit of out of control behavior going on, and there's not really a big grasp on it. There's not a real stronghold that the authorities have, and I think we've already known that in terms of lawlessness and people doing horrible things and getting away with it. So that's part of the environment too. Because I think a lot of times we think of our world of where we're at, and if this happened in my backyard or my city. Tucson's right there by the border. So you have America, then you have Mexico, and you have that level of just chaos right there. So, and once somebody crosses that line over there, good luck. Like, you're probably not going to find them anymore.
Yeah, and Tony, we've been talking, I've been trying like hell to get verification of 32 bodies. There's not a credible source saying it too, so it's coming from other things too. So we always got a caveat. It's like, hey, you know, the credible sources on this, it may or may not be accurate. So but now it would fit the motive and intent of someone actually calling us in without actually going through law enforcement, like our theory would stand if that indeed did happen. But I just want to make sure we caveat that, because I'm not seeing any sourcing right now saying it's credible on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been reported in a lot of different places and a lot of different, and so, yeah, I mean, honest to God, who the hell knows exactly what is going to be factual for this area or that area, but that's the current reporting on it, and, and that's what we're looking at. So it's a fascinating place. They're going to be doing another search here, I believe, the 16th of June. So they're not giving up. The group that's down there that's looking has said they're not over. With this, so who knows? I mean, it can't completely write it off as being nothing, but it can't really put it under the category of something.
It's definitely created a new arm of interest. Not just on the Nancy side, but on what the hell else is going on? Because now I'm researching the group that's actually doing the search too.
Yeah.
JLR investigates. Jonathan.
I would take anything on that person's thing. Anything. No.
Well, that's who's popping up on it.
Well, there's a lot of I would go beyond him. Yeah.
That sounds like a new NBC fall series that's coming out. What was it called?
No, Robin? Don't even repeat the letters. No, not that. Curious to get your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Be sure to weigh in there.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the XSUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles based on manufacturer websites.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bro, from the show last night to this drive, why is it never chill?
Because this is our life. Backstage, on the road, it's loud, messy, real.
And that's the best part. Whole crew, no plan, just moving.
Good thing Nissan builds for that kind of chaos.
Not just test tracks, real life scenes, late nights, road trips, all of it.
That's why it holds up. Nissan was ranked number one in initial quality among mainstream brands by JD Power.
Yeah, you can tell.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for what really happens.
For JD Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year, newer models may be shown.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Why is it always chaos when we link up?
Because nobody plans anything, bro. Good thing the Rogue's ready like that.
For real. Rain, dirt, whatever. Available all-wheel drive, 5 modes, we still outside.
And they got some kick too. That turbo?
Torque is crazy. The most in its class. It moves.
Rogue doesn't mess around. And peep the space. Merch on merch, gear, mics, all of it fits.
Load up, we out.
2026 Nissan Rogue, built for all of it.
Auto Pacific segmentation, 2026 Rogue versus latest in-market competitors in the X SUV mainstream midsize class, excluding electrical vehicles, based on manufacturer websites.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for hand and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.